Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. And big event happening tomorrow. Bendigo Food Share, they're doing their food drive up until the 18th of December or thereabouts. But for Bendigo Toyota, of which you're a representative there, big event tomorrow.
Yeah, we have. We've got a big day lined up for our donation drive-through drop-off. So we did one of those in May at the beginning sort of of the pandemic, and was incredibly successful. We collected over a ton of food. And so, unfortunately, the need for donations for Bendigo Food Share has gone up in recent months. As everyone would be aware, a lot of people are doing it tough. So, yeah, we've been asked to do another one, and we're more than happy. So, yeah, tomorrow, Friday the 20th, is when we're doing it all again.
So what sort of items are Bendigo Food Share looking for, Gabe?
So anything non-perishable. So it could be your cereals, your jams, your teas, your coffees, your canned fruits and foods. Anything from rice, pasta, noodles are all fantastic. So those sort of those cupboard staples that Food Share find it really difficult to come across. So if anyone can grab a few extra of those at the supermarket or have some at home that they can drive through tomorrow and drop off, we'd be more than grateful.
Gabe Richards is joining us this afternoon from Bendigo Toyota, talking about the Bendigo Food Share food drive, which is happening at Bendigo Toyota tomorrow. So when we spoke last time, Gabe, it was open the boot, we'll get the stuff out, and you drive away. Is that very similar this time around?
Yeah, absolutely the same. So we'll have a drive-through set up directly out the front. So in the front yard of the dealership, there'll be flags and a big tent set up. So you just pull in, pop the car into park and pop the boot, and we can grab out whatever grocery or personal hygiene items you have to donate.
So you don't even have to get out of the car. That sounds pretty good to me. That is what we call drive-through service, and it's all happening tomorrow. So it is just the one day. So being a Friday, a lot of people probably still at work or picking up the kids from school, that sort of stuff, they're already pre-arranged. So if they can't make it tomorrow, Gabe, and they want to donate in some small way, is there any other alternatives that you're looking at?
Yeah, there's a heap of ways that they can donate. So local supermarkets have a yellow bin out the front that they can place any donations in there. We'll also have our Fill It for Food Share Hilux at various supermarkets around town in the lead up to Christmas. So you'll see and probably hear me spruiking for donations. And if you can't come out to the drive-through drop-off tomorrow here at Bendigo Toyota, we've also set up a GoFundMe page.
Right.
So all you have to do is in Google, type GoFundMe Fill It for Food Share, or you can get any of the links from our Bendigo Toyota Facebook page where you can donate like 5, 10, however much you want to donate, and we'll go and do the shopping for you.
That sounds pretty good. I don't mind that, putting in a couple of dollars for the GoFundMe page, especially if you can't make it to Bendigo Toyota tomorrow for their drive-through event. Hey, Gabe, but let's catch up tomorrow morning. I'll wake you up nice and early, and we'll get another push for what is a fantastic event, not only for Bendigo Food Share, but also for Bendigo Toyota. You up for getting up nice and early for me?
I will. I promise I'll be awake. So, yeah, give me a call.
That is Gabe Richards joining us. Yeah, Bendigo Food Share, their big food drive happening now, and Bendigo Toyota doing that drive-through. Thank you, Gabe, once again. It's Gold Central Victoria.